My spin is that criminologists are nerdy eggheads and not mystical masterminds.
Hello, beautiful humans. I'm Tymy Castle.
And I'm Benjamin Mead.
And you're listening to Just a Minute. Just a Minute is an educational podcast where we break down justice topics in 30 minutes or less. Today's question is, what is criminology? Hello, Ben.
Hello, Tymy.
Okay, today we're going to talk about what is criminology because you and I are both criminologists, correct?
We are indeed.
Okay, so I'm going to introduce this question by referring to a case that many people are familiar with. We're probably going to talk about it at some point on a different episode, but it's just being used to kind of frame our question today. So can I give you a few details and then we'll get into it?
Sure.
Okay. Early in the morning of November 13th, four college students were found stabbed to death in the rental home in Moscow, Idaho, where three of them lived.
Oh, so this is the what we call the Idaho murders, what everybody's been referring to as the Idaho college murders. Okay,
yes.
I know this case.
Correct. The Idaho murders, the Moscow murders, those, yes. The suspect arrested in December for these murders was a first-year student in the criminology PhD program at Washington State University. True crime fans have been following this case very closely, and I've been reading the posts in a subreddit. So for those of you who may not be familiar with Reddit as a social media forum, there are subreddits, different topics. There's one on Idaho murders. There's one called Moscow something, but that one's a little unhinged. But the Idaho murders subreddit focuses exclusively on this case.
An unhinged subreddit. That sounds okay. Like an oxymoron. Do those exist?
Okay. Well, what's happened is over the last couple of months, the Redditors have questioned the alleged, let's make sure we say alleged here, perpetrator's area of study and asked if there was some connection because criminology, right? So questions like, did he study criminology to help him evade detection? Did he study criminology because he was interested in understanding his own psychopathology? And one of my favorites, are we all psychopaths? Meaning, do criminologists have more psychopathic traits? Let us start with defining criminology. So, Ben, tell me, what is criminology?
Well, I do know this one because I am a criminologist. So, criminology is the study of crime and criminal behavior. And it is a multidisciplinary approach to the study of crime and criminal behavior. So a lot of people might be tempted to think of criminologists as psychologists, people who evaluate the criminal mind. But really, criminology started as a subdiscipline of sociology. So criminologists look at social trends and characteristics and how those are related to crime and criminal offending. And also, not just sociology, but incorporating concepts and ideas from psychology, biology, anthropology, etc. So criminology is really about the explanation of crime rates, why people engage in criminal and deviant behavior. And also, this study helps us craft better responses to crime, help us think about ways to prevent crime.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay, so you and I are criminologists. What do we do?
Well, first of all, I want to say that there are things that we do not do.
Yes, let's start there.
So when I tell people that I'm a criminologist, usually their response is something like, oh, wow, I love CSI, or oh, wow, I love Criminal Minds. And a criminologist is not a profiler, or a criminologist is not a crime scene analyst. We don't help or consult with criminal investigations typically. So when you see a criminologist on TV, when the average person sees it, it's usually on like a detective show where we're going to consult with a criminologist and they're going to come in and help us solve this case. And that's really not at all what we do. We teach and we research. We are college professors. We are faculty members. So for criminologists who don't work at universities, and there certainly are plenty of those, they will do things like conduct surveys or analyze data that are collected by police or courts in the operation of their duties to test theories, to examine explanations of crime. Or criminologists might design and conduct experiments to evaluate a criminal justice program. Drug courts have been a fairly recent innovation, and there have been, you know, a number of evaluation and experiments of drug courts that demonstrate their effectiveness at helping to rehabilitate individuals who have substance use problems connected to their criminal offending.
So, Kohlberger, our alleged perpetrator, was in his first semester of a criminology PhD program at Washington State. So graduate programs in criminology, you've told us what criminology is and also what criminologists do. So what were your experiences during your first semester in your PhD program? What courses were you taking?
Yeah, this is an interesting question because with this particular case, people think about, you know, Mr. Kohlberger as studying criminology to learn how to perpetrate these horrific murders. And again, that's not what criminologists do in a graduate program. So my first year in graduate school, I took classes on criminological theory, where we looked at things like poverty and inequality and family dynamics and school dynamics and how, you know, the individual interacts with society and with other people, other individuals, with social groups, and how that shapes criminal offending. And also took methods courses. We had to take multiple methodological and statistics courses, learning how to conduct research, how to design surveys, how to analyze statistical data. We did not learn how to perpetrate the perfect crime.
Yeah, same. So my first semester had three courses. I think the first one was ethics, so that was actually something I took my first semester, although that's probably not typical, and criminological theory and research methods. So that is probably similar to what he was taking his first semester. Again, it's about, as you've said, it's about, you know, criminological theory, explanations of crime, policies, learning how to conduct research ourselves. So where do you think these misperceptions about criminology that I'm seeing on this Reddit thread, where do you think this is coming from?
TV shows and movies. Yes. For sure.
Specifically?
Well, in all of my classes, I kind of say that, you know, I feel like one of my biggest jobs as a criminologist is to kind of undo the myths and misperceptions that we see and we learn in television shows, in detective shows, in crime shows in particular.
Yeah, so we've been talking, or we're going to talk next week in my mass and serial murder class about criminal profiling and the actual utility of it and how it's not very beneficial, and the psychological profiling that you see in shows like Criminal Minds isn't true, it's not useful. But I also, yeah, I'm thinking CSI started in what, the 2000s? Is it that old? It's like 20 years old at this point.
Yeah, early 2000s.
Yeah, so CSI was pretty much responsible for our misperceptions, the public's misperceptions about forensics specifically. And this is something called the CSI effect, where jurors who, you know, are being selected sometimes have this sense that there's going to be a forensic evidence available in every case and that it's going to be definitive and point to a perpetrator. And that misperception is largely because of television shows like CSI. But true crime as entertainment is it's
fun. It's entertainment. it's something entertainment that we can watch and enjoy and consume, but also recognize that it doesn't depict kind of the accurate representation of what crime is or what criminal justice officials do, and especially what criminologists do. So you mentioned CSI, and I think another particularly egregious offender is Criminal Minds. You talked about how it depicts profiling, and it almost presents it as this almost psychic ability that profilers have, this ability to look at blades of grass or dead bodies and all of a sudden discern the age and race of the perpetrator with their mystical mind powers. And that is not what profilers do, and that's certainly not what criminologists do either.
Yeah, there's the supernatural element almost, being able to identify the perpetrator. So, you know, like I said, I've been reading these true crime forums and a lot of this conversation about his program. You know, this keeps coming up just because he was studying criminology. But as we talked about, criminologists and criminology are not about committing crimes. We're not learning practical, you know, sort of steps or advice, or we're not learning the practical, like things that you need to understand about how to evade detection. We're not really learning that.
Yeah. As an example, I mentioned before that, you know, criminologists try to understand explanations of crime.
Yes.
So yesterday in my introductory crime and criminology class, we talked about the relationship between age and crime. Mm-hmm. And that kind of incorporates a lot of the different disciplinary explanations that I mentioned earlier. So, you know, for instance, we see that the majority of crimes are perpetrated by people who are between the ages of around 14 to 28, roughly, in those areas. So the discussion that we had is, what is it about adolescence that is related to this high likelihood of committing crime? And we talked about things from biological explanations, hormonal uncertainty, cognitive immaturity and cognitive development. And we talked about social pressures of adolescents, you know, being susceptible to peer pressure and finding their identity and, you know, disconnecting from their parents for the first time and finding their place in the social world. So those are the kinds of explanations that we as criminologists study and test and design surveys to measure, and not the kind of individual planning and perpetration of singular incidents, like oftentimes is kind of framed that, again, Kohlberger was learning how to commit a crime by studying criminology.
Right.
That's not what we study. That's not what we do. And that's not what happens in criminology programs.
Yeah. So I would say, if anything, he might have had an interest in it. And, you know, he got his degree, his master's degree in criminal justice, and then went on to the PhD program. But it didn't have anything to do with the commission of these horrific murders.
All right. So to close our show, it's our Minute to Spin It, where we each give our 30-second takeaway from the show. Timing, in just a minute, what's your spin from what we talked about today?
Don't major in criminology if you want to learn how to commit a crime. What's your spin, Ben?
My spin is that criminologists are nerdy eggheads and not mystical masterminds who learn how to perpetrate these complex criminal offenses by studying criminology.
This podcast is sponsored by the Gandhi Center at JMU. See the show notes for links to articles and studies discussed on the podcast. Please help us decide what justice topics to cover by sending suggestions to our email at gandhicenter@jmu.edu or DM on Instagram @gandhicenterjmu.